So I've been getting some questions about what's going on out in the wheat field. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the multi-county K-State agronomist. I cover Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And the questions that I've been getting are very related to this cold snap that we had last week. How did the temperatures affect the wheat out in the field? And how did the temperatures affect the wheat curl mites and the wheat streak mosaic virus? Well, luckily, our wheat has started the cold hardening process, or what some folks like to call getting antifreeze formed in that wheat plant. The cold acclimation process involves the plant forming additional proteins in the leaf and the crown areas of the plant to allow it to withstand cold temperatures. So if you visualize this process drawn on a graph, it's not a straight line process. This is because the cold acclimation is a gradual increase and decrease that is driven really by the temperatures. Because of this, our wheat has started the cold acclimation process several weeks ago when our night temperatures began getting cooler and cooler, so that wheat began to harden off to be able to handle these cooler temperatures. Because of this, hopefully the temperature swing last week didn't damage the crowns of the wheat plant. The greatest risk is where the temperatures could get right down to the crown of that plant. Now, this might have been the case for wheat that had a crown that was set in the thick layer of residue, or a crown that is exposed because the seed slot was not closed. So I've also seen some leaves out in the field that look a little bit burnt. This seems to be where there was a thick layer of residue. Now, sometimes this residue can act like an insulator, keeping the warm temperatures down below the soil and allows the plant material that's above the soil to be exposed to these cooler temperatures. The result is plants that look crispy on the top and look nice and healthy down at the bottom. So ultimately, the plant that loses some of the above ground leaf material will be all right as long as that crown is unaffected. Now, what about wheat streak mosaic and the wheat curl mites? To be honest, I'm not real worried about wheat curl mites right now. They are in their take cover mode. This is because they don't really like cold temperatures. Their development greatly slows at around 48 degrees and then basically stops at 32 degrees. Let me say that again. Wheat curl mite growth and development slows at 48 degrees and basically stops at 32 degrees. Because of that, the curl mites are really slowing down in their growth and development. They're also moving to the areas of the plant for protection of the cold. This means they're moving between the layers of leaves down at the base of the plant. They're just trying to find a place where they can survive the winter. Likely, with this last cold blast, not many of them made it to that real protected place. Because of that, I think our wheat curl mite population has decreased quite a bit. Now, they can live up to 3 months below freezing and actually several days at 0 degrees. This type of survival means that they will try to make it through the winter. However, there will be a great loss of the wheat curl mites. So the bottom line that's going on here is that I don't think there's a great deal of wheat curl mite movement at this time. So the risk of infection for wheat streak mosaic in this newly emerging wheat is very minimal. So for a quick recap, our wheat has been acclimating to the cold temperatures for a couple of weeks. Because of that, I anticipate that the rapid drop in temperatures last week have not done much damage to our healthy wheat. Now, wheat with crowns exposed to cooler temperatures may have a little bit of damage. On the wheat curl mites, they are looking for a protected place on the wheat plant to live throughout the winter. Because of that, there's not a great deal of growth and development or movement of the wheat curl mites to other plants at this point in the fall. However, their populations can rapidly accumulate in the spring, so we're not completely out of the woods on the wheat streak mosaic this year. If you have any questions on this, please give me a holler at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can also track me down at the experiment station in Colby.